Tigers. May I help you?
Good afternoon. I was referred over here by the dispatcher. I sent a letter several weeks ago requesting a complaint form be mailed to me, and I'd never received a response, and I was wondering if you could possibly mail one to me.
Okay, well, we never got a request, number one, and number two, we don't mail out complaint forms. Now, if you have a complaint, an investigator would be glad to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Can I connect you to one?
I'd actually just like to, wanted to get a complaint form sent to me. I'm in Houston, so getting all this stuff filled out is going to be a little bit more difficult if I have to go all the way out there.
Okay. Well, we don't mail out complaint forms. So
why is that?
It would probably be easiest if you would just talk to him right now on the phone.
Why aren't forms mailed out?
Huh?
Why aren't forms mailed out?
We just don't do that.
Is there a reason?
We don't do it. We just don't do it. We have investigators here that you can talk to.
Okay. Would that person be able to mail me a form?
We have never done that before. We don't do it. It's not our policy.
Okay.
By mailing us a complaint, we can't deal with the... We have to have...
If it's in writing, you can't deal with it?
What?
If it's in writing, you can't deal with it?
I'm going to let you talk to the investigator.
Okay. Okay?
Do you have a reason you don't want to talk to an investigator?
I just would prefer to get a copy of the form. I had no particular reason. I just would prefer to just get a copy of the form.
Well,
if you think it would be more helpful for me to talk to an investigator, that's fine. I just wanted to get a copy of the form.
Just a minute, please.
Thank you, ma'am.
I'm going to connect you with the investigator, sir, and he'll explain everything to you.
Thank you very much.
This is Jim Evans. Can I help you?
Good afternoon, Mr. Evans. This is John Smith. I just spoke with the person who answered the phone for internal affairs.
Now, I've heard everything that you've said, and she's correct, but there may be a way that I can help you do what you want to do.
How is that?
Well, let me first of all tell you that she is correct.
Okay.
Don't mail out forms. There are several types of ways that you can make a complaint.
Okay.
But if you don't want to go into the whole nine yards with me, what I could do to try to circumvent our procedures yet still stay within them and give you what you want to do, which apparently is mail something in,
mm-hmm.
is if you will give me information on yourself. Now, is John Smith a real name or is that a nom de plume?
It's my name.
Okay. If you want to give me some information, I need information about you as an individual,
mm-hmm.
and if you don't want to go into the complaint with me, what you could do is type up at your leisure, or if, for that matter, even write it, and I will have been told ahead of time that you want to handle this on what we call the informal level, and what I can do is fill out the paperwork that I'm required to do from the information that you give me now, and for the nature of the complaint, I can put attached, and I'll send down a Xerox of whatever it is that you send me.
Okay.
You follow what I'm saying?
I understand. What kind of information do you need?
It's personal data on you as an individual. White male, black male?
Hispanic male.
Hispanic male, okay. Date of birth?
52565.
Home address?
I'm actually in the process of moving right now out of where I live.
Okay. List you as a transient?
That's fine.
Okay. Now, I'm sorry, hang on just a second. Okay. Secretary just came in and told me that you had told her that you had sent a letter requesting a form.
Yes, I did.
And we've never received it. And she's wondering if, one, if you've got the right address or even the right agency. Are you trying to complain on a Beaumont police officer?
Yes, sir, I am.
Who? What officer are we talking about?
I'd rather not get into it. I can give you my address, which is what I offered her a little bit earlier.
Well, I'll take it. I can list you as a transient, though, if you would rather me do that.
Either one. This is just a post office box where I receive most of my mail.
Okay, well, I will take a P.O. box. Go ahead.
Great. It's P.O. Box 667.
Yes, sir.
233.
Where is that?
It's in Houston, actually.
Zip?
77266.
Okay, do you have a home phone?
I'm actually still in the process of moving, and that's getting disconnected.
Okay. What about a work phone?
I'd rather not give out my work information.
Okay, that's fine. I have no problem with that.
Okay.
But I got to write this stuff down because
I understand.
By the time I get something from you, I won't remember all this stuff. Okay. And when did this happen? I tell you what.
I have a question. Actually, would it be easier for me if I wanted to actually file a complaint? Would it be better for me to just send you the information that I have? There's basically, from what I understand, there's no such thing as a form in this department.
There is not such a thing as a form.
Okay.
But the type of complaint that I can take to from you that I'm trying, basically I'm trying to give you some assistance
right.
in the way that you want to do it. It's what we call an informal complaint.
Okay.
And if you will put the date and time and location, that was the other things I was going to ask you. And, of course, I need to know who the officer is. Then you would go into what happened. When I get the letter, I will type up our procedure on it and send down a copy saying that you want the officer counseled. Now, this you're not going to get an officer's job anonymously over the phone. In fact, it's a violation of the law. But I can get his supervisor to call him in and talk about whatever it is that you've got a problem with. You follow what I'm saying?
I understand. What do you know? What laws pertain to complaints? You just said that.
Yes, sir, I do. It's under the Texas. No, that's it. Texas Local Government Code.
Okay, I'm just writing this down. Do you know what chapter that might be in?
Well, this thing is so big. I don't know that I can find it for you.
I understand.
Soon or not. Going to be under Section 143, but that is a huge section.
I understand.
So if you try to look it up, you're going to have to do some perusing to get all the information on it.
I understand. Well, I think it sounds like my best recourse would be to fill out the information or write a letter detailed as possible.
I tell you what, let me tell you how to get it to us.
Okay.
And put it to my attention.
What is your name?
I'm Jim Evans.
Okay.
But it's going to have to be addressed to the Beaumont Police Department.
Yes, sir.
Internal Affairs. Attention, Jim Evans. You can just put that somewhere. And let me get our post office box. Make sure. Where did you send your last letter to?
I believe I might have sent it to a physical address.
Okay.
Didn't send it to a post office box.
We do not have a physical address. And
okay.
That may be. And we may get it. How long ago did you mail it?
I sent it on November 16th.
We should have gotten it by now, but we did not.
Okay.
Send this letter to P.O. Box 3827. It's Beaumont, Texas 77704. And make sure that I'm on it, because if it goes to somebody else and there is no way to contact you to get your druthers, then you may not, your wishes may not be followed.
I understand.
And basically what I'm doing is I'm kind of going around by my elbow to get to my nose to give you some the little bit of satisfaction I can give you the way that you want to go.
I understand.
And we do, the secretary is 100% correct. We don't give out forms. We don't take it that way, but I will take an informal complaint the way that I've just told you, where he'll be counseled about it and there'll be permanent documentation about it.
Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate your time, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Bye.